灭亡。
Until he died, the kingdom had not yet been destroyed.
耶利米自己遇到了。
But Jeremiah faced this.
那以西结呢？
What about Ezekiel?
其实以西结已经被抓到国外去了。
Ezekiel was actually captured and exiled out of to another country.
他是在巴比伦。
He was in Babylon.
所以你看，他看异象是在巴比伦的加巴河里面。
So when he saw the vision, he was at River Chebar in Babylon.
那但以理呢？
What about Daniel?
他是在巴比伦长大的小孩。
He was a child who was raised in Babylon.
当然，他被掳。几岁我们不知道，但是呢，他是在那里还年轻就被选去、哦、教育的，所以他应该不是太老，太老没有办法。
Of course, we do not know how old Daniel was when he was exiled to Babylon, but he began his training in his youth, so he must not have been very old.、
嗯、现在荣耀已经回归了。
And now the glory has returned.
但以理书看起来好像在讲当时。
Daniel seems to be talking of the present.
但其实在讲我们现在。
But actually, it is teaching us of our current times.
来，我们来看但以理书。
Let us look at Book of Daniel.
但以理书第一章。
Chapter
1. 你从第一节念到第二节。
Verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. 2. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah into his hand with some of the articles of the house of God which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God and he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God.
这个是你念完这个这是背景啊，你感觉怎么样？
And after we read this background, how do you feel?
你会不会想神不可思议啊？
Can you find it that a very unbelievable what God allowed to happen? Why?
你看哦，犹大王约雅敬在位第三年的时候
，And after the third year，
犹大王
，After the third year of Jehoiakim, king of Judah，
犹大国是神所设立的
，And Judah was a kingdom established by God。
但是呢，巴比伦王来了
，However, Babylon came。
那个把城围困了
，And they besieged it。
这个时候我们如果一般到这里我们可以一般的人一定想说哇他们祷告
了那
神派那个什么天使来把这个围困的人全部把他消灭
了神的国度得到自由了
神的国度得到自由
了
但是相反了
But it was the opposite.
你看哦，第二节。
And let's look at verse 2.
主将犹大王约雅敬。
The Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah.
把人哦，这是国王。还有接下来，神殿中器皿的几分交在他手中。
The person of Jehoiakim, as well as articles of the temple, were given into the hand of the king.
你把圣殿里面的器皿交给外邦人。你圣殿还能正常崇拜吗？不行了。
The articles of the temple are given into the hands of a Gentile. Can it continue to function? No.
国王被抓。
The king was captured.
崇拜的这个祭祀的这个所需用的器具，
The articles needed for worship were gone.
这是从属灵角度来看哦。
So if we look at this from a spiritual perspective.
从如果政治来讲。
If we look at it from a political perspective,
也就是说巴比伦打胜了。
We can say that Babylon was victorious.
打胜一定抓人或是杀人。
In their triumph, they must have killed or captured other people.
那已经抢东西。
And they have stolen their goods.
对巴比伦王，他会不会想说，哦，这个是神给我，我把它带走？不是，他说我得胜的。
From the perspective of Babylon, would the king think, "Oh, I have been given this into my hand by God"? No, he would think, I have won, I'm victorious.
巴比伦王、哦、后来他站在那个他的皇宫上面。
And later on, the king of Babylon would stand in his palace.
他说你看这个巴比伦这个帝国不是我用我的大能大力所建造的吗？
And looking at it, he would feel very proud and say, "Is not this kingdom established by my great might?"
当一个人打遍天下之后
，Once a person has conquered the land，
他是第一人啊，天下第一人。
And he feels like he is the victorious or number one person in the land.
历代以来哈，历史每一代都是有人在打江山。
In history, there is always wars continuing to happen.
得胜了就当王。
And those who are victorious will become king.
一代经过一代。
And this passes generation after generation.
幸好江山带不走啊。江山就是这个土地、这国度啊，带不走。
Even after their death, they cannot bring the kingdom with them.
如果打完江山，把江山带走啊，没有，就没有了嘛。
Because if they could bring the kingdom with them, then that would be it, the end of it.
世上也是这样子嘛。
And this is how things are.
我小时候，因为我家从我曾祖父他们是做生意的。
In my family, they were business people.
我祖父的爸爸也是做生意的，我都见过。那时候我很小。
And when I was very young, they were doing business.
那我们家我不想我们的前辈就是家里就是一直告诉我们。
And the elders in our family continue to tell us.
他说，官场的钱一捧烟，如果你当官哈。那得到的钱是好像一捧烟，有时候没有，好像放烟火，很好看，但是一下就没有了。
Any money that you earn or receive will vanish; it will be gone in an instant.
那在中国历史也很多印证嘛，啊，谢安呢，当宰相的时候，哇，门庭若市，后来没有了，哇，他的门前可以什么，雀鸟都来了。
And we see this occurring many times in Chinese history as well.
那我们祖先就说了，那个生意前六十年。
And so my elders were telling me that, if you earn money in 60 years.
不是 ，business 赚来的钱可以保持六十年。
The money that you earn through business can last for 60 years.
那土地钱万万年。
And the money from the land itself is thousands.
因为你都要去耕种啊，祖先留下的土地你不去种，什么都没有，所以要种，所以一直都要生产。
And because the land that is left behind by the others in your family, you could farm it and you could continue to gain crop from it.
我们看到一个大的王国出来了。
We see a great kingdom come out.
这就是所谓的新巴比伦帝国。
And this is the new Babylon.
对，世界有什么七大奇景有没有？
And the world has
历史上
seven great wonders.
一个就是这个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王所盖的空中花园。
And one of the seven wonders in history is the hanging garden of King Nebuchadnezzar in his palace.
所以他才这么，他敢讲这个话。
So this is why he dared to say such.
你看第四章第三十节。
We look at chapter 4, verse 30.
他说这大巴比伦不是用我大能大力建为京城，要显扬威严的荣耀吗？
The king spoke, saying, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?"
世界无论各行各业成功人都会讲这样子。
And this is what a successful people will say or think.
我最近去希腊。我去希腊。
Recently I went to Greece.
那我忽然想到，甘乃迪的太太，甘乃迪不是死了吗？被暗杀那个甘乃迪。Kennedy.
So recently, Kennedy.
不是 recently，好久以前。
When Kennedy passed away.
他被暗杀吗？哈，
大家
都知道，你应该知道吗？美国人怎么会不知道呢？I don't know. I don't know about tomorrow. 好。他太太什么名字
？Jacqueline。
对呀，你看，他现在在哪里？不知道。他后来嫁给谁？对。他是哪里人？西亚人。
So afterwards, Jacqueline Kennedy remarried to a Greek man.
那个欧拉西斯讲一句话，我不会忘记。
And Onassis spoke a word, or spoke a phrase.
你有没有看过他
？Have you seen him？
没有，至少照片看过嘛。
Or at least seen a photograph.
他个子不高。
He is not very tall.
矮矮的。
He is very short.
一般的政治人都是高高，他不是。
Figures are very tall in stature, but he was not.
他拥有世界最豪华的游轮。
But he has
船，游艇。
He had the world's best boat or ship.
那个二次大战的时候，不是，曾经去到他那个游艇上面。
Somebody.Churchill once went onto his boat.
世界的名流都是去拜访他。
And many great figures in history went to visit
him. 他很有钱呐。
He was, he had a lot of money.
他如果没有钱，贾桂林能会嫁他吗
？If he did not have that much money, would Jacqueline
marry him? 我不知道了，我只是问而已了。
I don't know. I'm just asking.
他很有钱，他讲一句话。
He had a lot of money, and he said a phrase.
欧纳西斯说：“我个子很小。”
He said that I am very short.
但是我在世界跟这些政治上的名人是同等的。
But with the great political figures of the world, I am on equal footing with them.
因为钱把我垫高了。
Because his money has raised him to the same height.
这就是世界。
And this is the truth.
他讲的也是事了。
And what he says is true.
这在世界上的。
And this is in the world.
巴比伦帝国兴起了。
New Babylon has prospered.
他在历史上面留下了很多的供人家去考古的、去研究的资料。
And they have left behind much artifacts.
但是从属灵的角度来看
，But from the spiritual perspective,
你不会想象到，其实。那个尼布甲尼撒王用属灵的角度来看，他得救的人吗？他相信神的人吗
？If we look at Nebuchadnezzar from a spiritual perspective, is he someone who is saved?
他敬畏神吗
？Did he revere or fear God?
不是的。
No, he didn't.
他曾经疯过，当牛过。
He had once gone mad and been like become like a beast in the field.
但是他是神的仆人哦。
But yet he is the servant of God.
我们看耶利米书二十七章，又回到耶利米二十七章第六节。
Let us turn back to Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 6. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field I have also given him to serve him.
神说。他神把这些交给他的仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的手中。
God has said he has given all these lands into the hands of his servant.
事情还没有成就，神已经先讲好。
Before things had actually happened, God already prophesied.
巴比伦王是神的仆人。
That the king of Babylon is the servant of God.
神的仆人不等于你是神的儿子。
But a servant of God does not mean that you are a child of God.
是神的器皿啊。
You are a vessel used by God.
今天中午有没有人洗盘子
？And this afternoon, did anybody wash the dishes?
一次用的呢，你就吃完，你也头也不回就丢了。
After you eat,
也没有人再去看一下。虽然他服侍了你，十几二十分钟嘛，对不对？你如果那个盘子你怎么吃啊？但是你头也不回就。
After we have used our plate, that somebody washes it for 10-20 minutes, but after we leave it for them to do, we don't pay any attention to them.
我其中有人，我看那个谁，他们是带自己那个就没有丢了。我吃完那不小心人家就把它丢了。
And we have the plates that we can reuse.
这是仆人。
And the people who wash are the servants.
我们当神的仆人。
And we are the servants of God.
其实我们更重要的是什么？神的子民儿女。
What is more important is our status as the children of God.
仆人不住家的。
Because the servants do not live in the house.
仆人不是承受产业的。
They do not receive the inheritance.
我们看到这是一个国度。
We can see that this is a kingdom.
世上的国度。
This is a worldly kingdom.
巴比伦王。
Ruled by.
尼布甲尼撒。
Nebuchadnezzar.
你看哦，神把这个犹大王交在他手中。
And we see that God put into his hand the king of Judah.
并且把神的圣殿的 器皿呢交在他手中。
And even the articles of the temple were given into his hand.
神的作为超出人的想法。
And the doings and works of God go beyond what we can understand.
70年之后，这些圣器还要再带回来。
And 70 years later, these articles would be returned.
这个尼布甲尼撒王把这个他的圣殿的器皿放在哪里？不是放在他家。也不是放王宫啊。
Where did Nebuchadnezzar put these articles? He did not put it in the palace.
在哪里呢？
Where did he put them?
收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。
He put them in the temple of his God.
你会想象说，怎么会这样子？
And you will think, how can this be?
神的智慧。
And God's wisdom.
我们知道这个尼布甲尼撒王在下去他的儿子然后他的孙子其实是连接的整个王国就灭了尼布甲尼撒王他的孙子伯沙撒王就国家就没了
We know that after the son of Nebuchadnezzar ruled Belshazzar then the kingdom of Babylon ended
在当时国家亡了王宫常常被拆东西被抢
And at that time, the kingdom was often they were often attacked, and their things were robbed.
但是一般来讲的话，放在他们神庙里面的库中是安全的。
But in general, the things that were placed in the treasure house of their god were safe.
因为他们拜偶像的。
And because they worshipped idols.
不会去里面抄东西。
And others would not go there to rob.
你看，但以理的时代。
In the time of Daniel,
一个王国兴起来。
Kingdom was arose.
这在地上的王国。
And this was a worldly kingdom.
神的子民怎么在这个王国里面生活呢？
How do the children of God survive or live in this kingdom?
以但以理为主要的人物的，还有他三个朋友。
With Daniel as a main figure, as well as his three friends.
你会看到在但以理书里面有不同的世界。
We can see within Daniel there are a couple of worlds.
第一个就是一节到第二节的最大的世界。
The first realm is in verses 1 and 2, which is the greatest realm.
这就整个的世局啦，世界的局面。
It is the events of this world.
世局是不是人在操纵的？人可以 control 吗？
Are these events in the world controlled or controllable by man?
那个。今天不晓谁问我说是以前住在东德西德，说我以前是不是住在东德还是住西德了？德国的东边还是西边？以前有分东西德吗？
哦，对 ，OK。Somebody asked me today if I lived in East or West Germany。
在那时候，从台湾出去的不准到东德去。
And at that time, those who were coming to from Taiwan were not allowed to go to East Germany.
但我有去过一次就是了。
Although I did go once.
那是学校办的交流，也不是叫就是 excursion， 就是那学术研讨会。
Which was through an excursion planned by my school.
好，那东西德合并的时候。
And when the East and the West unified.
在当时的西德的总理哈，他讲了一句话，到现在还在重复。
And something that Hitler said that is
不是总理啊，不是主席，就是
Prime Minister. Something that the Prime Minister said.
就好像你们的总统一样呢，就讲总统好了。
Oh, the President said.
在德国总统是没有用的，不是没有用，就是他只是好看而已，他什么权力都没有。
In Germany, the President does not really have much power.
好了，他东西德合并了。
After East and West were united,
他说我不晓得怎么会发生这样子。
He said he didn't know how this would happen.
他说我是做梦的。
That this had been a dream.
从来不会梦到东西德会合并。
He never dreamed that it'd be possible for East and West to be reunited.
他其实当总理总了好几十年了。
And he had been
很有能力的一个总理。
He had been the president for a long time.
他说他是做梦的。
He thought he was dreaming.
是这样子的。
This is true.
如果我们看但以理书，
If we look at the book of Daniel,
世局在神的手中。
That the events in history are under the control of God.
我们来看但以理书四章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
四章十七节，请念。
Before verse 17, this decision is by the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men.
整个的世界的局面其实是跟属灵的神的道理、神的国度是有关系的。
And the events happening in the world are going alongside or parallel to the events in the spiritual kingdom.
世界发生的事情。
The things happening in the world.
你用属灵的眼光来看。
If you look at it with a spiritual eyesight.
都不是偶然的。
They are not coincidental.
有个哲学家就是康德哈。Kant, Immanuel Kant. Kant.、
Oh, there was a poet Kant.
也不是 poet, 他是一个 philosopher.、
Oh, philosopher Kant.、嗯
他是很有名的那个理性主义的哲学家，那个 realism，
and he
reasonalism 的，
好 he was a proponent of the philosophy of realism。
好，他说他讲历史哲学啊。
And when he was talking about historical events.
不是哲学，就是 philosophy.
Philosophy.
The philosophy of history.
The philosophy of history.
他说这个世界是盲目的。
He said that the world is blind.
人类往前走。
That man moves forward.
为什么人类会往前走呢？文明怎么进步的呢？
And how does man progress or continue this?
因为人的好奇心推动着这个整个世界往前走。
Because his curiosity motivates him to move forward.
但是不晓得往哪里去啊。
But he does not know where to go.
其实人类很健忘的，人类常常会忘记事情。
And actually, humankind is very forgetful. Mankind is very forgetful.
在座的人，你们有没有看过一本书说，1985年8月，就是八月有两年，好了。我那时候很轰动，有人叫说：“哦，我要看一下传道。”我说：“不用看了，他一定会发财。”然后呢，很多人看他的书，他后来就不晓得跑去哪里。我那时候就想，一定是这样，因为他说1985会不会怎么样嘛。后来就又讲了1997，我去年在去年哈，在那个加纳的时候。
There is a person who predicted things to happen in 1985 and changed it to a later date. And afterwards, we don't know what happened to him. But there, in previous years, I was in Kenya.
有一天呢，那个我开开讲讲习会啊。
I was holding a seminar there.
忽然呢，整个那个奈若，不是那个 Accra 哈，他们说 Accra 的人呢都不做工了。
And all of a sudden they said that the workers in Accra would not work.
每个人手里都拿一本圣经在路上走啊，信耶稣。
And there would be people walking on the street holding the Bible saying, "Believe in Jesus."
因为有预言说那一天耶稣要来啊。
And that's because there was a prophecy that that day Jesus would come.
今年2012年，好像是12月23还是几号？又有人讲了哦，这个什么光子带怎么又，我看到你们有没有看过？
And, there
耶稣又要来了。
Many prophecies saying that Jesus would come again on certain such date.
每讲一次，大家都吓一跳。
And every time they say that, everybody gets afraid.
那一过去，大家都不再追问了。
But afterwards, nobody remembers.
那所以很多人胆子大的一直讲
and,
一直都没有。
So those who are more daring will keep continuing to change the date and saying that Jesus will come.
不管怎么样。
And no matter what happens.
主耶稣说。
Jesus says.
这个福音要传遍世界。
This gospel will reach to the ends of the earth.
哪一个福音？
And what gospel?
真耶稣教会。
That of true Jesus Church.
你不用怕耶稣来不来。
You do not need to be afraid whether God, Jesus will come or not.
如果真耶稣教传遍世界，那时候你就比较小心一点了。但是现在也小心了，不是说现在就不小心。
Once true Jesus Church is preached to the ends of the earth, then we will need to be cautious.
我是这样相信。
And this is what I believe.
我们尽力传。
We do our best to preach.
世界的王国可以有一个人来打江山。
of the world, there is one person who can be victorious.
但是神的国度，神来操纵。
But in the spiritual kingdom, God rules.
你看第一章。
And we look at the first chapter.
第一节、第二节，他开出了，他讲出了一个当时的整个世局啊，世界的局面。
In verses 1 and 2, it talks about the background or the context of what is happening at the time.
谁在掌控？
Who is in power?
神。
God.
这整个世界最后会到一个终点。
And the whole world will come to a conclusion.
那第二、第三章之后，啊，第三节之后。
And after verse 3,
我们看到当时的王的世界。
And afterwards, we see the what happens in the world of the king.
对，这个王吩咐下来。
The king has a decree.
对，第五节。
In verse 5,
王派定。
And he appoints.
对，王所操纵的世界。
And this is the world in which the king controls.
那在这里呢？第八节。
And in verse 8,
是神的选民活在当中。
And here it's the you see the children of God living amidst this kingdom.
我们人都是活在时间空间里面的。
All of us as men live within time and space.
我看在座的人，他的祖先可能不是我看啊，没有一个人是在这里，他的祖先是在这里的。因为这里最先来的是印第安人嘛，对不对？印第安人比你们都早来啊。
For all of you sitting here, I don't believe that any of your descendants were the ones first here in this country because the Native Americans were here first.
如果你四百年前来
，If you were here 400 years ago，
那你只能跟印第安人打仗喽。
Then you would be at war with the Indians.
你两百年前来
，If you were here 200 years ago，
以华人来讲，坐在这里，开铁路嘛，对不对？挖煤矿嘛。挖金矿啊
！The Chinese were building the transcontinental railroad.
你现在来了
，and you are here now.
刚好在这里，你们建立了一个真耶稣教会。
Just in the times when there is established a true Jesus church here.
你一百年来找不到。
If you were here 100 years ago, you would not be able to see this.
就是时间跟空间。
And this is within time and space.
但你就活在那个时候。
And Daniel happened to live at that time.
你被放在那个时代。
And he was placed in that period.
虽然最大的外在环境是一个那个巴比伦帝国的时代。
Although in the external world around him, Babylon was ruling.
接下来是国王有一个训练的计划，要把他训练。
And inside that was a king's plan to for the instruction.
这个国王有头脑。
And this king was very smart.
但是但以理。活在那个时代，第八节对我们来讲很重要的。
But in verse 8, for Daniel to live during that time was very important.
他心里立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's delicacies.
在这个混乱的时代里面。
And during this very chaotic time.
我们不是离开。我们不是离开这个罪恶的世界。
We do not depart from this world.
我们要进入这个世界。
We are within this sinful world.
要进入这个世界。
And we need to enter in the society.
我们在处在这个世界，就是活在这个世界。
We live in this society.
但是我们要在属灵上面，我们要不让这个世界来玷污自己。
But we need to determine that this society will not defile us.
所以外在环境的包围。
Even though we are surrounded by the external world,
一定要有立志。
We need to have this determination.
我们常常会讲到逼迫，有没有？
We often speak of persecution.
在使徒时代，我们想说，哇，他们受到很大的逼迫。
In the time of Acts, we say that they were greatly persecuted.
文士跟法利赛人逼迫耶稣。
That the Pharisees and the scribes persecuted Jesus.
公会逼迫使徒时代的教会。
And the the political power at the time.
不是公会是那个
Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was against Paul.
那接下来就是犹太人逼迫基督徒。
Next, the Jews persecuted Jesus.
我们现在呢
？And what about us now?
其实你想想，我们在的现在的那个青年所受的逼迫比以前更大。
OK, can say that the persecution that the youths experience is greater than any of those previously.
现在的青年人受逼迫很重哎。
Because the persecution that the youths experience is very, very heavy.
这个是从外在的世界的。
And this is from the world outside.
外在的形象。
And from the
外在的压力。
And the pressures outside.
你在这个时代里面，你要保持圣洁很难哦。除非真的神跟你同在。
To preserve yourself as holy during this time is very difficult unless God is with you.
我不晓得美国怎么样。
I don't know about in U.S.
在德国。
But in Germany.
高中毕业了。
After you graduate from high school.
小孩子有的就一堆了。
Some have a lot.
我说一堆，说一个人生一个。
如果
毕业典礼的，给他抱宝宝去了。
That even those who are graduating have children.
有一个外邦人，一个外邦人。
There's a Gentile.
还笑我们的信徒。
And he laughed at our members.
你都大学了，你还是这样子，还没有跟别人发生关系。哎呀，什么世界嘛？像我们。
Laughed at our youth, saying that, "Oh, you are already in college and you still have not been with anybody."
这是压力耶。
And this is a pressure.
你会慢慢孤立哦。
And you will.This will affect you.
这是很大的逼迫。
And this is a great persecution.
环境的逼迫。
The persecution of the environment.
所以我们的下一代的小孩正在受逼迫了。
So our next generation of children is currently experiencing this persecution.
如果他没有在主里面立志。
If they do not have determination in the Lord.
这个世界是个力量。
This world is a power.
他要从小受宗教教育。
And they have learned.Religious education since
我们会看到我们的小孩怎么在这两个当中跑来跑去。
We will see our children going back and forth between these two.
如果这两个力量很强的话
，between these two powers, if both of them are very strong,
世界的力量
，if the power of the world,
你父母信仰的力量
，the power
有时候不是你的
strength may not even be their child's own strength.
因为父母被教导说，哇，宗教教育很重要，哇，小孩子是你的。那个赏赐，你如果小孩怎么，哇，那你妈妈就爸爸就很注意啦。
So because of the parents know that the religious education is very important and that they it is needed for the child.
小孩子在当中。
The child is in between these two powers.
如果这两个力量有交接的时候。
When both of them are strong at the same time.
小孩子就被压死了。
Then the child could be crushed to death.
因为他也被感染到世俗的观念。
Because they have been defiled or tainted by the thoughts of the world.
他不能像但以理。
They cannot be like Daniel.
立志，保持
圣洁。And make a determination to keep holy.
父母要给他压力。
And the parents give him pressure.
父母压力不是让他理解，不是让他进入信仰，而是呢说不可以这样，不可以这样子。
And the parents' pressure is not to help them to enter into the faith or to grow, but to say you cannot do this and you cannot do that.
他看不出来说不能做。
He cannot see why he cannot do what he the those things.
大家都做啊。
Because everybody else does it.
那你不做会被人家孤立啊。
And if you don't do it, you will be ridiculed.
这个时候父母要帮助他。
At this time, the parents need to help them.
你要当他的兄弟啊。
You need to be their brother.
带着他一起走。
And walk with them.
要在信仰里面有根、啊、
And to have a root in the faith.
但以理就是这样子。
And this is what happened in Daniel.
外在力量压过来了。
The pressure of the external world was pressing down.
他因为信仰有根。
But because his faith was rooted.
他自己立志的。
He made a determination.
所以到最后，他的世界就爆开了。
And in the end, this is why his world exploded.
对，这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
所以。在这样的一个逼迫的世代里面
，So during a time of this type of persecution，
我们的孩子下一代都是活在很辛苦的里面。
Our children are living in a very difficult time。
如果他对信仰很知道，从内心跟神有交通
，If their children, if our children have an understanding of God and have a communication with God，
他就会活得很快乐。
He will live very happily。
不会别人讲一句话，或是别人的那个流行，你要跟着流行。
He will not follow the trends of the outside world.
所以这时候他们就活下去，能够继续信仰下去。
So they can continue to live in this world.
所以我们看到但以理书其实都是两个世界的一个那个交接。
And we can see in Daniel that it speaks of when those two worlds overlap or collide.
那神的子民在这样的一个两个世界交接的当中，怎么样活出属神的样子
？And it speaks of how Daniel, as a chosen person of God, when these worlds are intersecting, how he can live a life that is good.
第二章我们看到一个金像。
In chapter 2, we see a golden image.
哎，这个就是历史的像。
And this is the image of history.
我们来看第二章第三十一节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 31. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome.
人间的国度是这个样子的。
And this is what the kingdom, the world of of man is like.
人间的国度。就是人的国度是这样子。
And this is what kingdom of man is like.
那这谁看的
？And who sees this？
你不讲，你上网看的。
Nebuchadnezzar sees this.
属世的人看到这个人间的国度，这是那个 earthly kingdom， 或是 worldly kingdom。
Oh, the worldly kingdom sees this kingdom.
好像一个大象。
As a great image.
这个是很高的。
A very tall
并且也极其光耀。
And it was the form was awesome.
嗯，然后在你面前哈，也很可怕。
Before him, the splendor was excellent.
你如果可以想象那个一个大的帝国哈，他在做国王做的时候，他的他的臣就是他的大臣在两边，你要去觐见的话，那种威严呢。
Can imagine the splendor of a mighty king with all of his subjects before him.
头是金的。
The image was of gold.
那胸膛和膀背是银的。
The chest and the arms of silver.
那个肚腹和腰是铜的。
The belly and thighs of bronze.
三十三节。
33.
那个腿是铁的。
Its legs of iron.
脚是半铁半泥的。
Its feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
这就是整个人类历史的一个像，很大略的一个像。
This is a very great image that contains the history of mankind.
从金的头开始。
Starting with a gold head.
就是从巴比伦王开始。
Which starts with the kingdom of Babylon.
因为当然这个是以西方的这个来讲的了。
And this is of course from the Western perspective.
就是整个人类的像。
This is the image
regarding
Western civilization.
那到最后呢？
And finally,
这个国度，这个像呢，被一个石头咔打了。
This image was struck with a large stone.
啊，这个石头呢，变成大山，充满天下。
And that stone became a mountain that filled the heaven, earth.
这个石头
，the rock，
是从神来的。
That stone came from God.
这是世界最后的。结果
And this is the conclusion or the result of the world.
整个世界会过去。
The whole world will pass.
神的国永存。
But the kingdom of God will continue.
这个石头我们就知道这是那个从主耶稣来的，这主耶稣。
And we know that this rock is from God and it is Lord Jesus.
如果我们看新约，耶稣就是这个石头。
If we look in the New Testament, Jesus is this rock.
充满天下，就是说那个福音、神的道理会充满天下。
And that it becomes a mountain that fills the whole earth means that this gospel will fill the whole
earth. 其实你可以看到这两个世界。
We can see these two realms.
人间的世界会继续。
The realm of man will continue.
但是到最后，人间的世界，世界末日的时候就过去了。
But after the second coming, the realm of man will end.
那神的国度会直到永远。
But the realm of the kingdom of God will continue.
好，这是。神也启示这个人间的国王哦。
And this is a revelation given to the king of the time.
那这个国王一想。
And the king considered this.
金头是我。
That the golden head is him.
如果这个肩哈跟胸是银的话，表示说我这国度会灭亡啊，会换朝代啊。
If the chest and the arms are of silver, that means that the kingdom will change, that it will be succeeded by someone else.
世界没有永远的国度啊。
The world does not have a kingdom that will last forever.
因为到现在你所想的有哪个国度一直存留下来。
If you think about it now, which kingdom has lasted till now?
中国很长的国度是周朝八百年的。
In China, the Zhou dynasty was one that lasted very long, 800 something years.
那最短的元朝蛮短的。
And there was also very short dynasties as well.
你看一直在更替嘛。
The Yuan dynasty, and they will continually change.
秦始皇他想说我是始皇、二皇、第三皇、四皇一直下来，但是他到死，二皇、三皇就没了。
And the emperor would pass down from one to the other, but afterwards they would change.
这是人间的国度都这样。
And this is within the realm of man.
尼布甲尼撒王他要想把这个国度让它永远。
But Nebuchadnezzar wants to keep his realm or his rule forever.
所以第三章他造了一个金的像。
So in chapter 3, he created his own golden image.
对。整个像都是金的。
The entire image is made of gold.
他想改变神的经纶，神的计划。
He wants to change the plan of God or the prophecy of God.
神让他看的是金、银、铜、铁、铁泥。
What God has shown him is an image with gold, silver, bronze, iron, and clay.
一个朝代换过一个。
And it shows the rules, the rulers changing.
他把全部弄成金。
So he made his own image of completely of gold.
叫全国的人来拜。
And told the entire kingdom to come and to worship it.
拜这个金像。
To worship that golden image.
也是拜他的神。
And to worship this God.
不拜的，用很惨的刑罚就把他丢到那个烈火的窑中啊。
And those who
把人 barbecue 了。
Those who would not worship would be thrown into a fiery furnace where they would be barbecued.
其中三个人不妥协。
But three people would not compromise.
这就是有一个第十八节哈，三章十八节。
And this is shown in verse 18.
既或不然。
But if not,
我们常想说神会拯救，神会拯救。
We often think to ourselves, God will save, God will save.
是不是神拯救你才敢做这个呢？
Is it only if you know God will save you that you will dare to continue on?
他们不是。
They were not like this.
我们绝对不会拜。
They said we definitely will not worship.
如果神怜悯他，神会救。
And if God has mercy, He will save us.
如果神不救 ，if。
But if God does,
but if not, 神如果不救，
but if not,
既或不然，
if God does not save us,
我们还是不会拜的。
We still will not serve your God.
这是最强的信心。
This is the strongest faith.
我们有时候想说，哇，我去做没问题啦，神已经拯救了。
Sometimes we say it's okay for me to do this because God will save us.
神不拯救你就。不做了吗？
But if God will not save you, then will you not do this work?
不会的。
We will not.
所以我们在看到这两个国度一直在交叉。
So we see these two worlds constantly intersecting.
所以这三个信仰的见证人从火炉里面走出来了。
So these three testified of their faith by walking out from that furnace.
不只是三个，有四个。
Four walked out.
神跟他们在走。
Because God walked with them.
第十章。
Let us look at chapter 4.
这个时候，那个尼布甲尼撒了哈。
Next we see King Nebuchadnezzar.
他才晓得说是，因为人有成就，一定人成就一定会讲的。
And man, if they have success, they will definitely speak of it.
今年我在莫斯科。
This year I was in Moscow.
刚好是二次大战的，就是所谓的俄罗斯的，就是当时苏联的得胜日。
And it happened to be the date of which Russia or Soviet Union was victorious in World War II.
整个莫斯科红场很热闹。
So all of Moscow was very festive.
所以他们有一个规矩啊。
And so they had this rule.
大马达或二次大战的人。
Those who have were served who served in that war.
他们都很老了。
They were very old.
他们就会把勋章啊什么都带着出来。
They would wear all of their arrangements or their they would wear all their arrangements.
那人呢看到你就当街上满街都在卖花了哈。
And you can see that the streets are filled.
那你就给他一朵花，哇，有人收了那么多花。
And people would give these flowers to these veterans, and their hands were filled with flowers.
人家你的成就一定是中文说哈，你有功名啦，不返乡，你很已经是成功了，成名了。如果不让人家知道，你好像穿的漂亮的衣服在暗暗的地方走，没有人看到，一定要让人看呢。
And for success in the human or man's realm. They would say that if you have a very beautiful garment, but you are in a very dark place, so nobody can even see it.
一定是这样嘛。
They would try to show off.
你不会去一个暗暗的海边散步，没有人，你还装打扮得很漂亮，这一般不会。
You would not go to a very dark seashore to take a walk, but yet dress yourself very beautifully.
你常常是你化妆打扮是给人家看呢、啊。
We usually make ourselves very beautiful for other people to see.
所以中国人说十年寒窗无人问，你十年一直读书，没有人问说啊你辛苦啊，你也不用人家问，很努力读书啊，很努力做事了。
So, there's a saying in Chinese that if a person will study very hard and nobody will ask them.
要十年了。
They have to pass 10 years.
好，一举成名，一下子天下都知道了，全世界都知道。
And once that they are, their fame has spread.
你为什么那么认真，读书呢？
And what is the reason that they studied so hard?
你要让全世界知道吗？
They wanted the whole world to know.
所以你才有说吃的苦中苦，才方为人上人，即使。这在基督来讲，这个要小心的。你吃苦不是要到人的头上去，你吃苦是在主里面吃苦啊。世上有些苦是不用吃的。
They would say that the reason why they suffered or worked so hard is so that they could be above others, rise above others. But we need to be careful of this phrase in church because the work that we do is within the Lord, and there are certain sufferings that we do not, that are unnecessary for us to go through.
巴比伦王宣布
Babylon proclaimed,
这个国家是我打下来的
Nebuchadnezzar proclaimed that this country was built by me.
但是马上他疯了
But immediately he went mad.
这里说有七期了，就一段长时间
And it says that for a period of time that he
34节
in verse 34,
日子满了
At the end of the time,
我尼布甲尼撒举目望天。
I Nebuchadnezzar lifted my eyes to heaven.
我的聪明复归于我。
And my understanding returned to me.
我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。
And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored Him who lives forever.
他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。
For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation.
我没有看到两个国度在这里。
We can see two kingdoms here.
一个是巴比伦国。
One is the kingdom of Babylon.
一个是至高者的国度。
And one is the kingdom on high.
神的国度存到永远。
That which will last forever.
巴比伦王他在骄傲的时候，他在赞美自己的时候。
When the king of Babylon was very proud and he was praising himself.
他马上就好像牛一样。
He immediately became like a beast or a cow.
当他举目看天。
When he lifted his eyes to heaven.
有时候我们要看看天。
Sometimes we also need to lift our eyes to heaven.
看天的时候你是看到神。
And when you lift
your eyes, 不是看到天空啊。
You will see God and not the sky.
不只是看到那个浮云飘飘。
Not just to look at the clouds floating in the sky.
浮云之上的神坐在那里。
We look up to the God who is sitting.
你才有聪明
了。And then you will have understanding.
不然你看浮云啊，飘飘浮云，悠悠我心，那不是更悲惨吗？
Isn't this even more despairing for you?
他看到神。
He saw God.
接下来这个第五章，整个国这个国度消失了。
But in chapter 5, this entire kingdom was destroyed.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
国度换了。
Now, there's a change in the rule.
但以理还在。
And Daniel is still there.
我们看他，你看第六章的时候。
When we look at chapter 6.
或是第五章的时候。
Or chapter 5.
但以理有时候做官，有时候没有啊。
Sometimes Daniel is an official in the palace.
有时候很重要。
Sometimes he's important.
有不要被吓到，人家不认识的地步。
Or sometimes he will be demoted to a status of nobody knowing who he is.
上上下下
and it goes up and down.
对他来讲没有影响
but it does not affect him.
做大官没有问题
if he is a high official, it does not matter.
第五章那个国王对他很轻视啊。第五章的时候，很藐视啊 despise.
In chapter 5, the king despised Daniel.
国王说，哎，你就是我们那个我爸爸他们把你抓来那个俘虏吗？
And Belshazzar says that you are the captive during the time from my father's rule.
这很轻视的。
And he despised him.
国王也不认识他。
And the king did not know who he was.
但是但以理不在意。
But Daniel did not care.
他是神的仆人。
He was the servant of God.
他是神的先知。
He was a prophet of God.
神的儿女。
He was the child of God.
他肯定了自己的那个身份地位。
He was confirmed or convicted of his status.
所以不会被影响。
So he was not affected.
当你被欺负的时候。
When you are taken advantage of.
你有时候气得半死。
And sometimes you are very angry.
你想你的身份很高贵，你怎么跟他在那边争吵？
You remind yourself that your status is very noble and very high. So how can you fight with these people?
你的属灵生命如果很强的话。
If your spiritual life is very strong.
你就会知道。活人不跟死人吵。
You will know that those who are alive will not fight with those who are dead.
我们是活的人。
And we are living people.
他们是在死在罪中的人，跟他吵什么
？The others are people who are dead in sin, so why bother to fight with them?
好，从第七章之后。
And from chapter 7 and on.
第七章在接下来在讲国度的时候。
And as it continues to speak of the kingdom.
你看哈。第七章第四节、第五节、第三节之下。
Chapter 7, verse 3 and on.
这些国度是一只一只的野兽啊。
And these kingdoms are represented by beasts that follow one another.
不是像国王看出去的是像。
What the king sees is an image.
人很喜欢立像的，立一个像。
Man likes to create an image.
如果谁 当什么呢？尤其古代嘛，他的像一定一尊一尊的在那里。
Especially in the past, people would create images of those who were rulers.
台湾以前有一个写一本书叫做《高山滚古籍》。
And there was a writer in Taiwan who wrote a book.
他就是很年轻的时候要打倒这个偶像，就是人间的那些像。
And he wanted to
就是打破 break 的那个 image 人间的 image
He wanted to break the image of man's idols
但是很可笑的我是很有趣的他到老的时候他为自己的像那个开光典礼
But yet in his old age he actually held a celebration of his own the revealing of his own image
这个世界人是这样子的
And this is what manis like in the world.
一定是立像。
They would like to create images.
到哪里提个名嘛，提个字。
And wherever they go, they will leave marks of themselves.
甚至我以前当过不是职业的哈，副业的导游，那个很德国有一个很大的世界最大的酒桶，20几万可以装20几万 liter 的那个酒桶，上面也有很多人在那边签呢。王大头到此一游，什么到此一游，就活性不改啊。
So once I was a tour guide, and were you a tour guide? And there was a
不是职业的，那时候还是学生嘛。
Oh, when I was a student, it was not my career job, but there's a very large container of beer. And people would write their names on it, and people would say who was here or who, and write sign their names.
有时候还看到台湾土城人王大头道子义哦。
And people would even say.
王大头是我讲的，他也写个名字在那里。
They would write their name that I am here from Taiwan.
他是用中文写的嘛
？And write it in Chinese.
到处，反正你也不能出名啊，都写个名啊。
And so, because they will not have fame any other way, they will write their names wherever they can.
人喜欢立像。
And men like to create images.
但是在神的眼中，一个一个的是兽，是野兽啊。
In God's eyes, all of them are like beasts.
然后第七章之后。
But after chapter 7.
其实这是跟到启示录的世界里面去了。
And this is entering into the world of, into the realm of revelations.
我们来看第十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12.
十二章第一节。
Verse 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book.
我们看第十一章的第三十一节。
And let us look at chapter 11, verse 31. And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress, and they shall take away the daily sacrifices, and place there the abomination of desolation.
哎，我们来看马太福音第二十四章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 24.
十五节。
Verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand.
其实但以理书所讲的是以后末日之前的情况。
What is spoken of in Daniel is actually of the end days.
就是我们现在这个时候。
Which is what we are living in now.
对，你看启示录。
We read Revelations.
到最后。
In the very end.
最后的号筒吹响的时候。
After the last trumpet has been blown.
我们看十一章的第十五节启示录。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 11 verse 15. 11 verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
这是世界最后的结局。
And this is the conclusion of the world.
现在很慢慢的在走。
And we are slowly reaching to this point.
我们 Kenogan Park 这个教会也是因为这样才设立的。
And this is the reason why Kenoga Park Church was established.
我第一次到美国来的时候，那个时候只有一个教会，就是那个什么 MNT 教会。
When I first came to the U.S., there was only one church, and that was in El Monte.
El Monte 教会，你小时候在那里的？最先开始，后来才分出 Garden Grove。Garden Grove 是1982年。
That was the first location, and then Garden Grove came out from El Monte Church.
我是在这个去了，但现在很多了哈。
And now there are split into many more branches.
算是很慢。
And although it is slow,
看起来了。
It appears to be slow.
但是神的国到最后，世上的国要成为我主跟主基督的国。
But in the end, the world will become the kingdom of our God.
神的国是什么？
And what is the kingdom of God?
是教会。
It is the church.
所以我们是这个国度的人。
So we are the people and citizens of this kingdom.
到最后，这个福音要传遍世界。
And in the end, this gospel will reach to the ends of the earth.
我们是有福的。
And we are blessed.
我们现在在这里。
Because we are here today.
我们是真的很明确的知道我们是得救的。
And we know for we have a conviction that we are saved.
从圣经的预言。
And from the prophecies of the Bible.
从现实我们的得到。
And from what we have received.
我们得到圣灵。
We have received the Holy Spirit.
我们有真理。
We have the truth.
很明确的知道我们就是末世的这个神的国度的建立。
So we very clearly know that we are the church established in the end times.
人的生命总是有限的。
Human life has a limit or an end.
我们把我们的这个有限的生命
and our limited life
跟神这个永恒的国度放在一起
will be placed with the eternal kingdom of God.
让我们的生命永远
so that our life will be forever.
这是一个荣耀
and this is a glory.
这是一个祝福。
And this is a blessing.
这也是最大的恩惠了。
And this is the greatest blessing.
所以我们现在已经进入这个国度的时代。
So now we have entered into this realm of the kingdom.
这是莫大的福气啊。
And this is a great blessing.
好，那我们四大先知，我们就用四个主题。
So we have covered the four major prophets using these four themes.
从旧约一直到现在的应验。
From the Old Testament until today.
就是等候哀哭回归国度。
Which is waiting, weeping, return, and kingdom.
我们现在是在国度的时代。
And now we are in the time, a period of the kingdom.
好，那接下来我们用二十分钟祷告。
And now we will use 20 minutes to pray.
那时间就刚刚好。
And there will be exactly enough time.
好，如果要接受按手祷告，可以到前面来，我们大家一起同心合意的祷告。
And if you would like to receive laying of hands, you can come up to the front to pray, where we can all pray in one accord and heart.
你想求圣灵，有信心，就到前面来。
If you would like to pray for the Holy Spirit and you have faith, then please come to the front.
我口袋绝对没有圣灵，我的手也没有。
I do not have the Holy Spirit in my pockets or in my hands.
是你的信心。
But it is your faith.
是神的怜悯。
And God's mercy.
不要以为说传道手中有圣灵啊。
And don't think that the pastor is able to give you the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们替人家祷告，祷告哭了，他就没有。
Sometimes we will pray for others even with tears, but they would not receive it.
那有的人呢，他就有了。
Some people will just receive it.
你想说这个人不可能啊。
Even the person you think they would not receive it.
神就给他。
But God will give them the Holy Spirit.
你要信心。
You need to have faith.
你直接向神求。
Just pray directly to God.
你不要说传道给我按手就有了。
And do not.
别的传道我不知道，我真的是没有。
I don't know about other pastors, but truly, I do not have the Holy Spirit in my control.
我跟你一样，我不知道神要给谁啊。
I am like you. I also do not know who God will give the Holy Spirit to.
你有信心，神就给你了。
But if you have faith, God will give you the Holy Spirit.
那有要求恩典的，那也可以一起来祷告。
And those who want to pray for blessings can also come to the front to pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.